Volume 40, Number 5, The Ensign Magazine, for May 2010. Copyright 2010 by Intellectual Reserve Incorporated, all rights reserved. This recording includes the supplementary material for the May Ensign for 2010. To hear the complete articles of the 180th Annual General Conference and the General Young Women Meeting, go to LDS.org. They spoke to us, making conference part of our lives. Consider using some of these statements, activities, and questions as a starting point for family discussion or personal pondering. You can find General Conference addresses online at conference.lds.org. You can also view and share multimedia excerpts from past conference addresses at mormonmessages.org. For children, everyone can participate in family history work. Elder Russell M. Nelson suggested that children can draw a family tree. Refer to the Sunday afternoon talk by Elder Russell M. Nelson, Generations Linked in Love. Parents can help them add the names of their ancestors. Read or retell Elder Quentin L. Cook's story about the Samoan children fleeing from the tsunami. Refer to the Sunday morning session, We Follow Jesus Christ, by Elder Quentin L. Cook. Have family members pretend that floodwaters are entering the house and encourage them to find higher ground, such as a bed or a chair. Talk about places we can find higher scriptural ground in the flood of wickedness we experience today. Elder D. Todd Christofferson talked about William Tyndale, who translated the Bible into English. Refer to the Saturday afternoon session of conference, The Blessing of Scripture by Elder D. Todd Christofferson. Ask older children to read a verse of Scripture in a language they do not speak. When they say they cannot, invite them to read it in your native language. Talk about the importance of having access to the Scriptures in your native tongue. With your family, review one of the many General Conference talks about Jesus Christ. Sing Tell Me the Stories of Jesus, Children's Songbook, page 57. Hand out paper and pencils or crayons. Invite your children to draw a favorite story of Jesus. Read the story from the Scriptures together. For youth, review President Dieter F. Uchtdorf's talk about patience. Refer to the priesthood session, Continue in Patience, by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. What are some gospel principles and practices that can teach us patience? Consider, for example, fasting or not dating until age 16. How have you and your family members benefited from demonstrating patience and following these and other principles? Elder M. Russell Ballard, Elder Bradley D. Foster, Sister Julie B. Beck, and Sister Elaine S. Dalton all taught about the divine nature of women. Refer to the Saturday morning session, Mothers and Daughters by Elder M. Russell Ballard. Also the Saturday morning session, and Upon the Handmaids, In Those Days While I Pour Out My Spirit by Julie B. Beck. The Sunday afternoon session, Mother Told Me by Elder Bradley D. Foster. And the General Young Women Meeting, Remember Who You Are, Elaine S. Dalton. If you are a female, how do their talks affect how you feel about yourself? What did you learn about your purpose and gifts? If you are male, how did these messages influence your perception of your mother, sisters, friends, and other women and young women in your life? Elder Jeffrey R. Holland taught, if a TV show is indecent, turn it off. If a movie is crude, walk out. If an improper relationship is developing, sever it. Many of these influences can blunt our judgment, dull our spirituality, and lead to something that could be evil. Refer to the Saturday afternoon session, Place No More for the Enemy of My Soul, Elder Jeffrey R. Holland. As a family, discuss what you can do to make your home a place where the Spirit can dwell. Examine the art, music, books, video games, and other entertainment you have, and discard anything inappropriate. For adults, with your family, review the story President Thomas S. Monson shared about the young man named Jason and his family in the Sunday morning session of General Conference. Refer to He Is Risen by President Thomas S. Monson. Talk about how knowledge of the plan of salvation can bless us. Elder L. Tom Perry shared how his mother taught her children using some of the same material she used to teach Relief Society. Refer to the Saturday afternoon session of conference, Mothers Teaching Children in the Home, by Elder L. Tom Perry. What are some ways you could coordinate your church service with your family responsibilities? Elder Robert D. Hales emphasized the importance of talking with and listening to children and youth. Refer to the Saturday afternoon session of conference, Our Duty to God, the Mission of Parents and Leaders to the Rising Generation, by Elder Robert D. Hales. What opportunities can you create to talk with your children? What have you learned as you have listened to them? How can you show your willingness to listen? In what ways might you take the opportunity to bear testimony spontaneously to children and youth? For example, refer to Elder David A. Bednar's talk in the Saturday afternoon session of conference, Watching with All Perseverance. Several speakers address the importance of duty to God and personal progress. Refer to President Irene's talk in the Saturday morning session, Help Them on Their Way Home. Refer to the Magnificent Aaronic Priesthood by David L. Beck in the Priesthood session of conference. In the Sunday afternoon session, refer to Elder Robert D. Hale's talk, Our Duty to God, the Mission of Parents and Leaders to the Rising Generation. And in the General Young Women Meeting, Marianne Cook's talk, Never, Never, Never Give Up. What can you do to help the youth in your life benefit from these programs? The Scriptures in General Conference. As you study the messages from General Conference, you might want to look up the following scriptures, which were referred to most often in conference. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, John chapter 14, verse 6, and verse 27, chapter 19, verse 30, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 11, Mosiah chapter 18, verse 9, Helaman chapter 5, verse 12, Doctrine and Covenants, section 13, verse 1, section 19, verse 16, and section 25, verse 13. Moses, chapter 1, verse 39. Here are the seminary scripture mastery verses that were mentioned in General Conference. Genesis, chapter 39, verse 9. Job, chapter 19, verse 25. Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 18. And chapter 56, verses 4 through 5. Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. John chapter 7, verse 17. And chapter 17, verse 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. And chapter 15, verses 21 through 22. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 25. And chapter 32, verse 3. Mosiah chapter 3, verse 19. Alma chapter 37, verse 6, and chapter 41, verse 10. Helaman chapter 5, verse 12. Moroni chapter 10, verses 4 through 5. Doctrine and Covenants, section 14, verse 7, section 18, verse 10, section 19, verses 16 through 19, section 25, verse 12, section 76, verses 22 through 23, section 82, verse 10, and section 84, verses 33 through 38. Moses chapter 1, verse 39, and Joseph Smith History 1, verse 17. Here are some stories from the scriptures that were told in General Conference. Gideon and his 300 soldiers. Saturday morning session, President Boyd K. Packer. Alma and Korihor, Elder Christofferson. Elder Christofferson, Saturday afternoon session. Ahijah and Jeroboam, Elder Carlson. In the Saturday afternoon session. Elisha and Naaman, Elder Carlson, Saturday afternoon session. Laman and Lemuel, Elder Carlson, Saturday afternoon session. Parable of the Pharisee and the Publican, President Uchtdorf, in the Priesthood session. Easter and the Atonement, Elder Scott, in the Sunday morning session. And President Thomas S. Monson in the Sunday morning session. Joseph Smith in Liberty Jail, Elder Hallstrom in the Sunday morning session. Jesus and the Nephite Children, Sister Lant in the Sunday morning session. Last Supper, Elder Cook in the Sunday morning session. Jesus and his mother, Elder Foster, in the Sunday afternoon session, Mary and Martha, Elder Schwitzer, in the Sunday afternoon session. End of They Spoke to Us, Making Conference Part of Our Lives.